זה פרק נ"ג ביוני הישוע ניסי הגאולה. This very much נוגע to Pesach, of course. Which is the Sherish of Gulen, Sherish of Nisim. But also how the whole Seder Lel Pesach was built. Behayosha kol gilui ha-Nisim sha-yoda makir mes-gidulos ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole way that Nisim are revealed, which enable us to be makir, the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that they're boim al-yidei ha-choshech v'ha-or. Nisim come by way of that contrast between darkness and light. Hagolus v'ha-geula, exile and redemption. Hashibud v'ha-shichur, which is the whole way that the Seder is, the whole Seder of the Haggadah is in such a way. Well, matzah and morah. So you have matzah is gula and morah is golus, and all the hanhagis and all the dinim of the Seder are to strengthen this contrast between or and choshech, gula, golus, and kidesh yishalu atinoikas, manishtan. The whole reaction of these conflicting experiences of Golas and Gula is Manishtad. Halayalas and Mikol Halaylas. The Shinuyim, the Stiras, the whole Pesach night is filled with Shinuyim and with Stiras. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying is that that's how a person comes to be, to recognize the Or. Is Davke through the Helim and the Hester to come to understand what Gula is Dafka through Golas. This is something which the Maral and all the Sram talk about. Akka de Kachta, the Chassam Sefer says that the bracha that we make, Asher Golanu, Chayv Adam Liyus Atzmai, that until that point, in the Seder, we weren't really free. You can only say the brach of Asher Golanu at that point. We're living through the Golas in order to get to the Gula. And living through the Shibud of Mitzrayim in order to get to the Gula of Mitzrayim. Al-Kain, Misratzim Hem Yisrael B'chol Inuyehem. Therefore, since the road that leads to Gula is Golas, and the way to get to Or is through Choshech, and that's the Seder of creation. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, even though it's hard, but Misratzim Hem Yisrael B'chol Inuyehem, we accept our suffering, we accept our difficulties. Galusam, Ishtabdusam, our Golas, and the Shibudim that come with Golas. Kadeshi is Galal Ein Kol, Shuha Yochid Vahabari Vahamani Umimenu Hakol. That everything is from Hashem. Or and Chayshah, Golas and Gula, Shibud and Shechur. Hashem Echad, that Hashem is Noisei Kol HaFachim, that all that exists comes from Hashem Echad. So the darkness and the Shibud and the Golas is hard, but Am Yisrael lives through that with the belief that it's all a hechatimsa to come to the Or and to Gula, and that the whole world should recognize Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not that there's a God of darkness and a God of light. There's a koch of good and there's a koch of evil. Chas v'chalil. Hashem is Yoytzer Or v'ay Chayshech, Yoytzer Shalom v'ay Sakol. The Beis Yaakov and the Ishbitz that talks, his father, the son, the grandson, the Meshiloch, the Beis Yaakov, and the Tchelus, the Soid Yisharim, all the tzaddik from Mishabitz. This is a very, very big inyan in their narrative of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. Why we have such a din, the Tshuvas HaRosh, it sounds like it's a deraisa, that the story of Yitzhias Mitzrayim has to be told by way of a question and an answer, which is an unusual thing. Even though it might be a wonderful way of teaching, but Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rosh learns, that it says in Torah, Ha'ayaki Yishalcha Bin Chalem, Ma'chalema. It's in a way of an answer and a question. But the answer is Choshech, and the question is Choshech, and the answer is Or. And when you're in that time of not knowing of the question, it hurts. It's difficult. That's what Golus is, not knowing. And the answer is Vayel Mekim Hi Or. So in creation, Baruch Haisa Sohu Vavo V'choshech Al Pnei Sahom is the question. And Vayel Mekim Hi Or is the answer. Because the Bria is in a Seder of question and answer. And since Pesach night is the time of Amzu Yatzarati, is the creation, is the Bria of Am Yisrael, like the Svasema says in many places. Tafresh Mem Vav in other years, he talks about that. Because the whole Bria is in such a way. Of Amzu Yatzarati, the same way that the world was created, Pesach is the creation of Am Yisrael. Amzu Yatzarati, the Elazi Yisrael. In the same way that the creation of the world is Hodor Chashucha, a Reisha Chashucha of a Hodor Nahira, that in the beginning it's Reisha Chashucha is darkness, and then, or, so too, Amzu Yatzarati is in the way of these steers between Choshech and Or, between Golas and Gula, between Matzah and Mor, and all the steers of Lel Pesach. Because Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And then Hashem is Noisei Kol HaHafach. And therefore Am Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, Seifel all of these things, Kadei Shiz Gala La'ein Kol, Shua Yochid V'Haboirei, that Hashem is Yochid, and the Creator V'Hamanig, U'Mimenu HaKol. And from Hashem is everything, good and bad. What we see is bad, what we experience is bad. Of course, everything is L'Tayv, but and that's how the world was created. So, Vavo, V'chayshech, and then Vayom Lekim, He are. V'yakiru Koach Hashem, B'chol Nifloisav. So that one can come to recognize the Koach Hashem, B'chol Nifloisav. It's B'chol Nifloisav. And it doesn't only mean the real fancy miracles. Learning just this morning, we're learning Kedushas Levi, that it means even Teva and everything that we experience in life is Bechol Niflois. And even the things that are not good that we go through. Yakir Koch Hashem Bechol Niflois. And a person who does not live in that emuna of Hakol, that everything is Hashem. So then when such a person sees very big, fancy miracles, like Kriyas Yom Suf, he's not nispol from them. He's not mislied from them either. Doesn't do much for him. He doesn't live in that reality of everything being Hashem. So when all of a sudden there's this big, gewaldige miracle, so yes, he has pilots for a little bit, but then when the show is over, he goes back to the way it was before. Because he doesn't live thinking about every minute Hashgach HaPratis. Oysa Shalom Veyas HaKol, HaKol, everything. Which the Pasuk says, of course, Ra. Davening, we say, HaKol, but the Pasuk says, very Ra. Yeretzah Veyach HaShach, Oysa Shalom Veyah Ra. Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem, Oysa Kolayla. Asher Osa V'yas Laman Gulosim Shi Yisrael. Kedai lehem liyisrael liyas mu'unim begolus, and therefore it's kedai for us to go through what we go through in golus. Ublevad shayidei zeh yizgala kvayd machus yizbar. Ublevad that ultimately, we don't understand how it's kedai. We all wish Hashem Yisbarach could do it a different way. Why does he have to do it this way? Why does it have to hurt so much? Why does it have to be so much choshech? But that's our emunah. The Klausenberg of Schus Ilan have said, that's the Indian of Ahayim Mesabim, he said this when they were having a Seder in the concentration camp. Ahayim Mesabim, without food. Ahayim Mesabim, you'd see Hashem called Oysa Halayla. Kol Oysa Halayla, the Klausenberg says, means the night that we're living through right now. And the Klausenberg said at that Seder, that the reason that the Jewish people are so worthy of redemption is because even though we're living through Kol Oysa Halayla, such a night, we continue to say the Haggadah. We continue to tell the story. That itself is the greatest wonder, it's the greatest night of all. That we continue to tell the story. We continue to have emunah. Despite the mitzvahs of Kol Oysa Halayla, Bavazel Sashem Li, we still have Pesach, Matzah, Mor. We still keep the mitzvahs, still trying to be Jewish. Hanisim v'aniflos hamazgalim leinenu. Then Rabbi Yaakov Moshe turns to the present, meaning to his present, which was the time of the Chevle Leida that would bring about this galus of the Yishuv of Jews in Eretz Yisrael and the Nisan that he saw, that he lived through after the Holocaust, and then in 1948 and what happened in Eretz Yisrael. And the miracle of Jews returning. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe lived at that time. He died in 1953, I don't remember what year it was, in the 50s. So he saw that. Hanisim v'aneflos hamazgalim le'inenu. The miracles that are being revealed and the wonders that are being revealed before our eyes now. V'aneroim, ayin ba'ayin. We can see mamish ayin ba'ayin with our own eyes. That Hashem has remembered His people. And Eretz Yisrael, the Mali is the verb to fulfill what He promised. Biyad avod v'hanaviim by the neviim. Ashadover echad mehem lo yoshev veikum. That every single word that He said to the neviim, every single thing is being fulfilled. Not one thing is unfulfilled. And that we're living through, He says, is heim heim ha'ischalta degula. Is this the first signs, the beginning of redemption? Ashi yisoiduhu chidush ha'olam. It's the yisod that makes it possible for this chadshus in our times of this chalta degula is chidush ha'olam, like we're learning lukutei halachas. Is that belief that we have in yesh me'ayin? From there we believe in miracles, like we're learning. That's where miracles come from, that Hashem creates from nothing. Yesh me'ay, chidush ha'olam. And that's how it's possible for us to believe that in the matzav that we're in, that how could there be, you know, everybody is going around saying, it can't be that there should be peace in the Middle East, and how could it be, and how could it be that we're going to be that we're going to be zeichet to do tshuva. Everybody's so completely lost nowadays and confused. That's a kfira in chiddush ha'olam. It's a kfira in yesh me'ayin. It's a kfira in nishmas Yisrael, in creation, that Hashem's mechadish b'tuvah b'chayom tov ma'ayis b'reishis. V'vada yikuyim le'inenu. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, certainly we see all of the promises being fulfilled, and certainly what it says in Pasuk, Lo'olam Hashem Tvarach Hanitzav B'Shamayim. Tvarach Hanitzav B'Shamayim, that the whole world should see that only that everything is Hashem, that Hashem is the one who's sustaining heaven and earth and all that exists is Hashem. Certainly that when it says in Pasuk, Nigla Kved Hashem, Nigla Enei Kol Basar Kved Hashem, should be Nigla. That's the most important promise of all. That we should be zeichet to see in a clear way. Kved Hashem, Elohim Hashem, Devarach, Nitzo B'Shamayim. V'chal Anisim, Anifloz, Halolu, Yuchayim, V'kayom, La'ad. And we should be zeichet that all of the miracles that we're seeing now should remain in effect. Chayim, V'kayom, La'ad. And that every Jew should be able to understand what it is that he's living through, that he's seeing. And that we should be zeichet to have a vision of what's going to be at the end of time. As the Gemara says, Hanach lehem liYisrael, im ein neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. They were all the children, were all the descendants of neviim, and we have a chush for nevuah that we're able to have a vision of what's going to be. What Rabbi Akimosh is saying is that now we're able to see so much of what was promised being fulfilled, so it's easier for us to have a vision of what it's going to be like at the end. In the past it was very, very hard. But now it's easier to have such a taste of what's going to be in the future. Nizga v'noyev hanesh shel hagula. The miracle of redemption is nizga v'noyev. It's absolutely awesome. That without anything forcing them, the nations of the world are going to recognize the godless of Am Yisrael. Without any cheshbon nefesh, because when the goyim make a cheshbon nefesh, they remember how much they hate us. So without any cheshbon nefesh, gam la'atzmam. The goyim themselves are going to help and to participate in establishing a Jewish homeland, in the reestablishment of a Jewish homeland in Eretz Yisrael. The goyim themselves are going to take part in that, which is mamish against their teva. So the very same place, the United Nations, that was at the center. Was the epicenter of the establishment of that of the modern day national homeland. Once they started making a cheshbon nefesh, which has been the last 60 years. Once they start making a cheshbon nefesh, then they're saying, like, "Whoa, what do we do?" Especially the last 25 years or so, 30 years, from the time that they invited Arafat to come speak in the United Nations. So when they make a cheshbon nefesh, then the very same place that was instrumental in bringing about the establishment of that national homeland in Eretz Yisrael now is doing everything they can in the most bizarre, irrational way to fight against the presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the United Nations is. Now this governor from South Carolina, she became the ambassador of the United Nations. She's the first one to talk in a different nusach, such a strong nusach. But the whole mitzvah of the United Nations now, with the cheshbon and nefesh of the goyim, is or the yisoid was to destroy Am Yisrael, and that there shouldn't be a yeshuv of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But that's the place that b'derech hateva brought about the hakama. Hakamas HaMedina. That itself is a nace. What's more natural for the United Nations? How they behaved in 1948 or how they're behaving now? Of course, how they're behaving now is the natural behavior of the Ummah Sa'ilah. It's the natural behavior. When Obama's parting bracha to Am Yisrael was with the United Nations not to veto the resolution in the United Nations a couple of months ago. That was his point. So everybody was going crazy. So I was talking to my father. I went to see my father. We were talking about it. My father started telling me, he says, everybody's on this spoil. Everybody's on this spoil. How could he do such a thing? So my father said, that's the teva that he did then. It's only a nace when they don't do that. The teva is to go against everything. To go against the Yishuv of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. When they don't, that's something which is a pella. It's a wonder. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, is there any greater miracle than this? He says that we're seeing the Dishalta the Gula in such a way. That they're helping to establish a place in Eretz Yisrael. Even though when you look at this, in other words, why do we need Goyim to give us back our place? So on the outside, Nechitzonius, it's a Pchitzis, it's a Bizoin for us. It's a Bizoin. That we had to have, also, the same thing with Beis HaMikdash, that we had to have Rishus and Koresh, right? We need to apply the Koresh to build a Beis HaMikdash. It's a Bizoin. Hagula comes in such a way. And the Chitzonius, it looks like it's Bizyonis. We have to get Rishus from Koresh to build the Beis HaMikdash. We have to have Rishus from the United Nations to make a place for ourselves. So Yaakov Moshe says, but Tziros HaChitzonius, in the external Tzura of how these miracles are unfolding, Shalagula Tezdama Kilo Hi Hispaschus Tivis. It's a Pchisa. And it looks like it's the hitpatchut, the development. These developments are natural developments, not miraculous. Kilu his hitpatchut, his paschus tivis, and this chitzonius that things are developing naturally. It looks like it's a natural development. Kilu, the nations of the world thought about it and they realized that, you know, the Jews should have a place. So the levush is levush of hitpatchut tiv'it. It looks like it's some sort of a natural evolution of thinking, which itself is a pchisis. It's a bizarre that it looks that way. But he says, but be'emes, if a person looks carefully, that's only the chitzonius. But be'emes ein zela nisei nisem. That Hashem has brought made yitzias from such a way that Paro was the one that said, go. Why did Hashem Zbach make, well, the Mepharshim talk about this, why did Hashem Zbach make the Holy Tzitzis in such a way that we have to give a shus, from him, from Paro? That's what we need. The Mepharshim can't just knock out the whole place and we leave. It has to be with Paro, with the other side, with the Malach Hara saying Amen, with the side of evil saying Amen, that there needs to be a vote with Paro and the rest of the Mitzrayim, the Security Council in Mitzrayim has to vote that the Jews should have a place, should be able to leave Mitzrayim. So that looks like it's also taking place in a natural way. Aye, there were markets and all of that, but in the end, it looks like in Chumash that it's Paro giving wishes. And Moshe Ben has to go and to beg him. Shlachas Amivi Arduni. The whole Tzura of the Gula is strange. It was the same thing with Koresh. It's the same thing in modern times. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says the truth is that it's nisei nisa. That the Sitra Achra, that the other side, consents. That the Sitra Achra gives in. That the side of evil is maskim to toif. That's nisei nisa. He made says commerce and some ran on the flows. So Rabbi Yaakov says that what we're seeing in our times is like Yitzias Mitzrayim. He made says the Ischalta the Gula that we're seeing now. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, in his opinion, that we're seeing now, it takes us back to how things began in such levushim of teva, enclosed in teva. There was why does Hakadosh Baruch Hu want Paro to give his haskama? The whole thing is so strange. And Hashem wants that the whole world should know. Ani Hashem bekerav haaretz. Shekein ha'rotzim legula. So we see that from the beginning, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, really from creation, that this is how gula takes place. Shekinah Rosson Gula Shiyasar B'Yisrael. That what? That Am Yisrael should have a Rosson for Gula. That we should want redemption. Achrei Sha'ovru Roiv Yemeyim B'Golius V'Yisurim. After spending all of the years in Golus and Saris and the Yisurim and suffering. Where everything was transformed. All of the bitterness became sweet, and all the darkness became light, and all of the weakness became Kedusha strength. That's how Hashem makes Gula, where the darkness becomes light, where the Tumah becomes Kedusha. So that the Tumah itself signs off on the Gula. So Tumah itself. Reinatzlos Mitzrayim. Gamzeh Neis God. Valachas kama v'kama. Is there any greater miracle than that? That the nations of the world of the Goyim should have an interest with Gulosum Shay Yisrael, with the Gula of Yisrael. Like we see in America, that there are millions and millions and millions of Christians that they're meshuga with Gulosum Shay Yisrael. Okay, they have an agenda. But they're meshuga with it. If you wouldn't know that it's a galach standing there, and you hear one of these drushes from their ministers about the Jewish people in an Eretz Yisrael, some of them are good darshanim. They say such drushes. You don't get a drush like that in any shul. The drushes that they say about. Jews are nervous to say such things. And the guy gets up and says stuff like this. His name, Hate, what's his name? H-A-G, Hate. The biggest, there's a very big one. It's got H-A-G-E-E. You know what I'm talking about? I think that's how it's spelled. So there's millions and millions and millions of followers. Every time he opens up his mouth, there's like 80 million people listening to this guy. And he's saying Josh is about Eretz Yisrael now. That's the most amazing nice. Such a thing. That the nations have an interest and excitement about Gulosum Shay Yisrael. Not only that, but the Goyim are the ones who are making it in Chitzonius, are making it possible. The Balfour Declaration, and then the United Nations. They don't have to do this. It's because Am Yisrael is Am Hashem. Yaakov Moshe says it's a nes otzum. It's an unbelievable miracle. The ain shir, such a thing. With toitzoysev hein, lekayim asher nema v'nizgav Hashem levado biyamahu, and all this is leading to that gilui of v'nizgav Hashem levado biyamahu, that Hashem is levado toiv and ra. Or and Chaysha, Gula, Golas, Matzah, Mor. V'nizgav Hashem levada, b'yomahu. Everything is Hashem. Ha'kol yocha v'kol olam yocha. Mitikunei ha'olam, hu shekol ha'plias ha'ruchaniyos yasigu levush mi'is paschus ha'tava. One of the tikunim that is the greatest wonder is that the plias haruchanias, that the the wondrous changes that are taking place in the Ruchnias, Yesigul Avush Meis Paschus Ateva, receive a garment, a lavush, that is visible in the development of nature. What does that mean? Mikan soid his paschus hateva ba'achus yomim. Rabbi Yaakov says the sod, the mystery of progress in modern times, of the unbelievable technological progress of modern times, his paschus hateva ba'achus yomim. Which of course the Zohar Kodesh already spoke about will be Chazal envisioned. Things that were seen as ploim lamal midarach hatav, lamal midarach hatav. Something that's bechlal, not midarach hatav. That could be. Somebody was telling me in shul that they're making cars now. I think there are Israelis that are behind it. Well, they sold it. I'm not sure, but that you'd be able to just go to sleep in your car and it'll take you like you put into the GPS or Waze. Where you want to go, and you got schlufen, and then you go to sleep, and it takes you there, the car. And it drives without the person driving it. You heard it, Mislami, you heard of it, they're doing this. It's only a few years they say they're going to have such a thing. That people will be able to. These are things from science fiction that we were watching in science fiction. When we were kids, we used to watch, there was a cartoon. In the earlier years, it was only on Shabbos, but then they had it during the week also. It was called the Jetsons. And there was and they would talk to each other on a phone. They could see each other on the phone. And it was science fiction, like crazy stuff. And now it's like, if you don't have such a thing, you're a mamish lo yislach. You can't see somebody you're talking to. I remember that when I was with my sister in the World's Fair in 1963. That's before you were born. In 1963, and we were walking, and they had these exhibitions and so on, all these different things in Queens, Zuvaldik, and they had this thing where you could go and you could see yourself on a television screen. And everybody's pushing, like 100 people, to get to see themselves on the television screen. That you could see yourself on the screen. Like it was a Amish appellate. And how over the past few years, everything has accelerated in the most unbelievable way. The Giluyim from the time of Einstein and physics, the unified field theory, those who are learning these things and study and understand, I don't understand stuff at all, but those who do understand the Giluyim in science, in Teva, and the speed at which things are happening. He says, Misgalim Barlam Ateva Venasim Medvarim Tivyim, the things that were completely unnatural are now natural. Are taken for granted, but it's already teva. Do you remember a time before there was microwave ovens? Any of you remember that? You don't remember. There was such a thing that you came home and you were hungry and you had to wait. There was such a thing. You remember a time before cell phones? You do remember? Yeah. Okay, so Israel's the only one, because he's the next one to get married, a musician. So remembers the time without cell phones, and I remember when it came out, and we were all going, ooh, like cavemen, whoa, we know to hold it, what you do with it. I remember it was like this fat, there was a guy from the shul, a Russian guy, they like the gadgets, and he got this one. I remember he was driving, we were going to a Leviathan together, and he had this phone like this. Big phone, and it looked to me like it was from a spy, like when we were kids. These movies that made standard, made up things that didn't exist. And this already, everything is teva. All these things are teva. Ms. Galim boilem ateva v'nasim l'dvarim tivim. Now those who are not insightful, who are not particularly sharp, they look at all of these things and they only see the tzad hativi. So, you know, so what's the, of course, because we have this invention, we have that invention, and because of this, we can do that. And it's all Siba Masuva of cause and effect. And that's how you could, you know, that's how you could have a microwave or a GPS or some ways, whatever, these things. And they're not thinking about the Pella, the wonder, the Nais, in all of these things. But that's not the way of those who have clear minds. When they look at all of these things, the more nature and science and all of these things are developing, it strengthens, it gives chizik to the erech hanizgav, the exalted value of nisim that are lamala midarcha teva, that transcend nature. And they believe that even when it comes to all of these things, they're really miracles. It's just that after a whole shtauschlus that came down, that in a natural, that until finally gets all the way down here, it looks like it's something which is natural. The same way there are people who want to explain Kriyas Yamsuf in that way, and so on. By the time it goes through all this shtauschlus from Shemayim, and it comes all the way down, so you could explain, how is it possible to put so much information into this little rectangle? How is it shocked that this thing could have so much information? But you don't think about how is it possible that a piece of flesh inside of a skull, that there could be a Rogachover in there or a Vilna Goy? How is it possible that a piece of meat? How do you do that? How do you do that in a piece of meat? It's a piece of meat. So good. You could say all kinds of fancy things if you read that you studied in biology. Synapses and neurons, all that stuff, I don't remember. And then because of that you have a Rogachov? How do you do that? It's all nisim in the flows. It's that we take it for granted. And like I mentioned to you, I think a week or two ago, the Meshech Chochma says the Shaloshin, the teva is just nisim ritzufim mashen nisragel hayin lirus. That's all. Teva. It's just nisim ritzufim that the eye has just got used to see. And the eye takes it for granted. But a person who has behirus haseichel recognizes all of this. So the developments that are taking place in the world, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe talking about in his time when he was going through that, with the world itself, with the Malach HaRab, the Sitra Achra, where Paro was saying that the Jews should go to Eretz Yisrael, and that the Jews should establish for themselves a place in Eretz Yisrael. So it all looked like it's happening in Teva, in nature. But Be'emes is, it's Nasa Levush, Leplius on his Govus. The Teva is just an external garment for great, amazing, wondrous things that are happening. That's how it is in science, that's how it is in Bechlal in the world. It's all Nisim and the flows that are just mislabshin in Teva. So what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying here is that he wants us, that the Torah wants us, like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, he wants us to look at those day-to-day things that we see in Teva, that we see on the Yisech Shebechol Yomimonu, that they're mislabshim in Teva, that through staying focused on the presence of Hashem in every moment of our lives and those things that appear to us to be natural, we should be miskasher, to be mischaber to the nisim and then the flows that are malam and ateva. And that's really the avodah of Pesach. That's the avodah of Pesach, that is not just for the night of the Seder. That's what the B'dit Shiva said, that if a person who's not paying attention to the day-to-day miracles that are hidden in Teva, he's not particularly fascinated by the big miracles of that are not B'derech HaTeva. He doesn't really get so shaken up by them. But a person who lives every moment of his life connected to Nisach Shabachal Yimimanu, connected in his emunah to the pnimius of every single thing that's happening, that it's all nisim in the flows. So for that person, Pesach night is a very, very, very big night. It's a night, that's what the Vedishua says, that they couldn't fall asleep. Because of the excitement. They couldn't fall asleep. So if we're not excited, it's because b'chlal, we don't live in a way that's exciting. We live in a very, very boring way, where we don't look at the Hashgacha Pratis and everything. We don't see the Hashem in everything that exists. So we're bored, and we take things for granted. So then when it comes to Pesach night, past the Mar, whatever it is, you know, it's not a hislavus. It's not a hislav, it's not excitement. If a person lives in this Metzias that Yaakov Moshe is describing, then when you come to Pesach night, you mamish kol ois alayl. You can't fall asleep. It's so exciting. Kol ois alayl. Dafka, because you live in that world of Hashgacha Pratis, so when you come to Nisim Gluyim, when Hashem Zbach takes the cover off, there were tzaddikim that were sitting by the table by the Seder of the Chayzim Lublin. And I think it might have been Yitzchak Vorka, I'm not sure, was there. The Rabbi Abunim Pshischa was there. And he said the Chayzim sat by the Seder with his face covered. And only when he came to the words Zu Giloy Shechina in the Haggadah, he moved over a little bit of the covering. And then the tzaddikim that were sitting at the table said they had such a pachad that their teeth were falling out all over the table. When the Chayzim Lublin moved over a little bit, the covering, Zu Gilu Yishrin, their teeth fell out. There was such a pachad. That's when the Chayzim Lublin, when the tzaddik, takes a little bit of the covering off. So what's going to be a V'nizgav Hashem levada b'yomu, when Hashem Zbach himself takes the cover. V'nizgav Hashem levada b'yomu, v'nigla, and it will be revealed. We should be zeichet to see it now at times. Not just now at times, we should be zeichet to see it now.